kwaku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ulamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 1 kuNkwenkwezi 2022 uGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Izisebenzi zikhala ngeholo eliphansi ngesikhathi zinanza usuku lwazo olwe International Workers Day.
Ibond notileyi ayisasebenzi. Ababalisi behluleka ukuthenga izinto abazifunayo, behluleka njalo ukubhadala imali zokuthi abantu ababo bahambe esikolo.
Bathi laba yindawo abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa kuthiwa kumele bephume bephele kulelo lizwe kungakafiki ekupheleni kwenyanga.
Lokhu okukhulunywa ngabe Operation Dudula angeke kwenzakale.
Intatheli zindaba uHopewellthinono uthi ilunga lezanu-PF ebelifuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe lihlehlele emuva namhla.
They came and I'm told that a lot of people around the villages have gone to my homestead to defend by goats.
Kodwa befuna ukuthatha imbuzi lezi uthi bawufezile umsebenzi wabo loba bengazithathanga imbuzi zikasinono.
We have achieved our first stage.
Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ngizozizwa kulo msakazo. Izisebenzi namhla zinanze usuku lwazo olwe-Workers Day zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi zisithi sokumele zihole idola leMelika hatshi eleZimbabwe eselingasathengi lutho ngenxa yokugugudeka. Zethule lokhu kumbuthano wokunanza usuku lolu eHarare lapho eziveze khona ukuba zifuna ukukhetha zikhululekile umuntu ozathuthukisa umnotho welizwe ngomnyaka ozayo. UMnumzana Japhet Moyo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions uthi izisebenzi zithwele nzima kule Zimbabwe.
Sibone abanye abalimeleyo, sabona abanye lahlekelwa zimpilo zabo besemsebenzini. Sibona abanye njalo abasebenza benganakwa bengalalungelo endaweni eziningi ezishiyeneyo. Kodwa ke lilanga eliqhakathekileyo lapho sikhangelane lendubo zemali, sikhangelane lendubo ke ze safety lapho abasebenzela khona. Kuningi ke okushotayo kuzisebenzi.
Usikhuthaza Mfundo Paul Mavima isiphathamandla sikahulumende obona ngensolo zikaZulu lezisebenzi ukuthi kumele abantu bebambisane ukuze ilizwe lithuthuke ngemfanelo.
It is only when we accept collective responsibility that we can move our country forward. Often we spend a lot of time fighting.
Izisebenzi zithi zithule nzima eZimbabwe. UMnumzana Love Joyce Banda okunhlanganiso yeProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uthi usuku lolu luqakathekile noba bethwele nzima.
Xa sesikhangele kwelakithi leZimbabwe, leli langa sokulilanga nje lapho ukuthokoza okwenziwa khona kubonakala emaphephandabeni kahulumende kuphela. Lapho uhulumende athatha isikhathi sokubana athembise izisebenzi okungasoze kwenzakala. Xa sesikhangele okwenzakalayo leli langa sokulilanga lokukhala lapho izisebenzi ezikhunjuzwa khona ngokunzima ezihlangana labo insuku zonke. Sithanda ukukhuthaza uhulumende ukubana kakhangelisise alungisise ukukhala kwezisebenzi. Izisebenzi kazihole imali eyeneleyo. Siyakhuthaza njalo uhulumende ukubana kabhadale izisebenzi imali akade beyihola bengakaqalisi ukuphiwa i-bond note. Sitsho njalo ukubana i-bond note leyi kayisasebenzi. Ababalisi behluleka ukuthenga izinto abazifunayo, behluleka njalo ukubhadala imali zokuthi abantu ababo bahambe esikolo.
Lokhu kusekelwa uMnumzana Efidlela Ncube ohlala kobulawayo.
Isimo sezisebenzi sibi kakhulu ukuthi kwenza kube nzima ukuthi ulolu suku lube luqakatheke ebantwini beZimbabwe. Nxa izisebenzi kungamangakazi kahle kuzo, kusho khona ukuthi akumanga kahle ebantwini beZimbabwe bonke. Ngakho ke kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende akulungise khona lokho, alungise amahola, alungise imisebenzi. Abantu abasebenzayo sebebalutshwane kakhulu, kakhulu kakhulu okwenza ukuthi vele ilizwe lehlule ukuphila. Ngoba izisebenzi nxa zizilutshwane abantu abaningi bengasebenzi, ilizwe kaliphili, ilizwe izisebenzi. Kanti ke futhi uhulumende kaziphathi ngendlela efaneleyo izisebenzi. Siyabona ama-trade union leaders bayatshaywa, bayavalelwa ezitokisini. Uhulumende kakhulumisani kahle lalabo abangasebenziyo, lalabo abasebenzayo ukuthi baphathwe ngendlela efaneleyo. Akudalwe imisebenzi, abasebenza bahola imali efaneleyo, bavikeleke futhi basebenza emsebenzini ngendlela evikelekileyo ehlonipha amalungelo abo, hayi lokho okwenzakalayo manje.
Izisebenzi zithi idola leZimbabwe seliphele amandla, ngakho ke sokumele zihole elemelika. Kodwa uhulumende uthi angeke akwenze lokhu ngoba ilizwe kumele libe le mali yalo. Abajabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa bathi ubathwalise amagabha avuzayo umkhankaso we-Operation Dudula oqhutshwa ngumnumzana Nhlanhla Lasidlameni labanye bakhe. Abaqhuba umkhankaso lo bathi kumele bonke abaselizweni leli okungekho emthethweni bephume bephele kule South Africa kungakafiki ekupheleni kwenyanga. Umnumzana Nqabuto Mabhena okhokhela inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa uthi kabayindawo abajabuka eZimbabwe abasebenza kulelo lizwe.
Lokhu okukhulunywa ngabe Operation Dudula angeke kwenzakale ukuthi izalwane zaseZimbabwe ezilapha eSouth Africa zibuyele emuva eZimbabwe ngoba umnotho wakithi ufile. Sikhuluma ngabantu abalokhu bebuya imihla yamalanga besuka eZimbabwe besiza eSouth Africa bezodinga umsebenzi. Yikho angeke uthi nxa kulokhu suka abantu besiza eSouth Africa bese uthi abantu asebehleli iminyaka elithumi babuyele emuva, akusoze kwenzakala. Into eqhakathekileyo njalo eyiyo kumele yenziwe yikuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kumele ayakhe umnotho weZimbabwe. Kodwa ke kuyacaca kuwo wonke umuntu lesiphofu yakubona loba singaboni kodwa siyakubona lesiphofu ukuthi uhulumeni weZimbabwe usehlulekile ukwakha amathuba omsebenzi, usehlulekile ukuvusa umnotho. Yikho ke izalwane zaseZimbabwe lokhu zisiza eSouth Africa zizodinga umsebenzi. Yikho ke thina siphakamisa ukuthi kumele kube lomhlangano omkhulu oweSADC okhuluma ngodaba lwe immigration, ukuthi immigration kuyini ekwenzayo impact yangkhona kwele South Africa lamanye amazwe ongomakhelwane osokwenze kwenza ukuthi kube le Operation Dudula.
Unkosazana Victor Makhutu okhokhela inhlanganiso yezimi imbokodo uthi umkhankaso lo uveza ukuba abakuza abasafunakali kwele South Africa.
Sikhathazekile kakhulu sizizalwane zeZimbabwe ezilapha eMzantsi Afrika ngenxa kaDudula lowa okhona kulezi nsuku. Eqinisweni i-Operation Dudula besingacabanga ukuthi izohamba ihambe izifike namhlanje. Besicabanga ukuthi into nje abazayithi yanga yanga ibehlule bese behlala phansi. Kodwa ngokubonakala kwezinto kungathi hayi abantu laba baphoke phele phambili ngayo i-Operation Dudula. Namhlanje sizile ukuthi baseBenoni sebehambe amalokishana ambalwanyana. Sike babonile kubo Hilbro, sababona kubo Alexander. Into ebuhlungu Operation Dudula yikuthi sidudulwa emsebenzini. Sidudulwa emsebenzini kunjalo ma usungasasebenzi uzohlala ngapi? Lapho hlala khona ubhadane ngani intela yokuhlala lapho hlala khona? Ukudla okuthenge ngani? Abantwana ubafundise ngani? Baphiliswe ngani? Lekhaya lapha abesithumela khona uzathumela kanjani ungasasebenzi?
Uphinde wathi
injongo yokuqala esilethe lapha sizizalwane ezeZimbabwe kakhulu sizosebenza lapha eMzantsi Afrika ngumsebenzi ukuthi sithole imali. Kodwa nxa sesidudulwa emsebenzini ayisekho enye indlela esingakwazi ukuthi siphile ngayo uma singasasebenzi. Ukubona kwami Operation Dudula uhlukile kakhulu kune-xenophobia. Ngoba ku-xenophobia besitshalwa sivuke siye emsebenzini sikwazi ukuthi sikhokhe intela sithenge ukudla.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Bongani Dube osebenza kule South Africa.
Singabulalana. Ungathola ukuthi uyisihlobo sami nomunye isihlobo sakhe siseBotswana. So into engiyishoyo mina ikuthi khona khona yonke le into esigxekana ngayo ayikho kithi. Ipha phezulu kumakhulumende aphetheyo, ugovernment asiphetheyo, konke ubheka la ngale ama-government. Aya ayacatshisana afuni ukuthi kukhulunywe iqiniso. Wena ungabona umntana nami ezomusha kumbe mhlawumbe umntana nami sehlala sekuwe, kufanele ubize mina umakhelwane kanti umntwana waba lapha ukuhamba kanjani. Umntana angeke avakatshe eze ezolala egcine seqedi 1 week. So i-government yonke le okufanele ukuthi ikubheke yonke le into, yonke zonke zenezi zinto zokuthi abantu bayeza ngongekho emthethweni, konke i-government iwenzela ukuthi khona khona izinto zihambe right. Thina singabantu mase sizithathela umthetho sesubeka ezandleni zethu, wana sikufundelanga sesenza ngeyethu indlela, gcina sokule gazi leleli lichithekileyo lomfo wethu, and abantu begcine futhi sebekubeka kabi ukuthi ingathi yena bakhalela umuntu oyi-1 kithi kufe 7, uyabona, kube sokusiba ngamazwi angena kabuhlungu. Kodwa umakhelwane ngumakhelwane phela.
Kudube uthi
akwazi ukuthi elakusasa linjani, uzovuka ungale komakhelwane bebe sebeyakhuluma kabi ngawe. Kanti ke kade kufanele kulungiswe. Inkinga mina engishoyo ayiqo kubo hulumende bonaba esilabo, yibo abayinkinga abakhulu. Even nana la ma-Nigeria ungasola mawusuyalandelela mhlawumbe umsebenzi wabo ngokudayisa, ungaluyalandelela kahle kahle uthole ukuthi into zonke lezi abazidayisayo ngezamaminista. And ma ungathi uyabheka bonaba abantu ma kuza ungabona bengasekho, ubuthi uyabheka uzabona imoto yamapholisi sikhona. Ngubani ochazileyo ukuthi nanka amapholisa?
Unkosazana Nqobile Nyathi laye ohlala kwele South Africa uthi usekhathele ngokwenziwa ngabaqhuba umkankaso we-Operation Dudula.
I-situation isisiba tense manje. Mina into engayitsho ukuthi asibuyeleni ekhaya and fix our house back home.
Sizalwane sakwele South Africa uMnumzana Teboho Sikhondo uthi kumele abantu bokuza balandele umthetho nxa befuna ukuhlala ngokuthula kwele South Africa.
Abantu abenze lokhu okufanele bakwenze, abeze ngapha ngokomthetho bafike. It's not a matter of ukuthi asifuna abantu bangaphandle, it's a matter of ukuthi umuntu akeze ngoba kufanele vele eze. And yes, singabomakhelwane kodwa asikhuzanini bafike. Ukusebenza ngabuya ngizosebenza niphethe amaphepha right, akusina nkinga naleyo.
Kulezi zalwane zakwele Zimbabwe eziningi ezidlala kule South Africa zingalamaphepha aqondileyo. Intatheli izindaba ezimeleyo uHopo Elshinono uthi uThaura Gandishaya okubanja leZANU-PF ofuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe okungekho emthethweni kenelisanga namhla ukwenza lokhu emzini wabokhoko bakhe eMrewa. UShinono uthi uGandishaya ubethembise ukuhamba labanye bakhe ayithatha imbuzi zohlobo lwebhoa azithenga kwele South Africa. UGandishaya uthi imbuzi lezi ziphansi kohlelo lukahulumende. UShinono uyakuphikisa lokhu esithi uGandishaya labanye bakhe bazondiswa ngokuthi wayithula okunye akungafunwa yiZANU-PF emhlanganweni we-World Summit on Human Rights eGeneva, lapho atshela khona umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuba ilizwe leZimbabwe libhidlizwa yibukhohlakali obesekabekayo obukhuthazwa libandla elibusayo. UShinono uthi abantu bevimbe ngci namhlanje khona ngaleke eMrewa lapho ke uGandishaya afuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe.
Today came and I'm told that a lot of people around the villages have gone to my homestead to defend my goats and my property from the illegal action that has been threatened to be carried out.
Abantu abaningi bahambe emzini wakithi lapha bavimbe ukuba uGandishaya engathathi imbuzi zami.
The whole of last week I was getting threats from ZANU-PF executive member for the Youth League, Taurai Gandishaya, saying that they were going to expropriate my goats and they were lying that I had received the goats from the government.
UTaurai Gandishaya uqhubekele phambili engethusela iviki yonke ngeviki ephelileyo esithi uzathatha imbuzi zami. Bebeqamba amanga besithi ngazithatha uhulumende.
What triggered them to do this was the speech that I made in Geneva in Switzerland a couple of weeks ago, where I correctly pointed out the problems that were faced in the health delivery system in Zimbabwe, that there is no single cancer machine.
Wabakapulayo ukuthi ngethula umbiko emhlanganweni we World Summit on Human Rights ngisithi akula mithina yokwelapha isifo semvukuzane eZimbabwe ezibhedlela lokunye okuhlupha uzulu.
So when I mentioned those things in Geneva, the ZANU-PF government was upset and they have been abusing me.
Ukandishaya uthi bakwenzile akade befisa ukuthi bekuvezele uzulu namuhla.
No, we have achieved our first stage according to plans. Our first stage was to expose the double standards. The network of today in Iran were sympathetic to the opposition, where they go around telling people that Zimbabwe is not a conducive environment for business, where they tell people that I must stand up to Zimbabwe, usiri pro ZANU-PF, you are targeted, I want to go cheater. They furira my youth kuti go on the streets and demonstrate for jobs. Vasingaudze my youth kuti you must utilize land and come up with the project.
Sikuvezile kade kumele sikwenze kade sivele silenhlonzo yokuthi sikubikele uZulu. Okunye okwangikhona ukuthi abantu abanjengo Chinono nabantu baqamba amanga abatshela abantu ukuthi eZimbabwe akwenzakali ukuthi umuntu abe lebusiness.
So other TCC members are actually calling me to say, ah, you know, we never knew kuti hopo chingono nemamwe mashofu edu vandori nemapurazi vandori nemabhizinesi vambira na maprojects isu vachingotifurira kuti no itai mastrike nemasiya wei kuti mupiwe mabasa. So first stage we have achieved.
Spindisa kuxoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana uStalo Siziba olilunga le-Citizens Coalition for Change obuthanise abantu bayalindela uTaulai Kandishaya emzini wakoChinono.
Njengezukulwane zeZimbabwe sibuye lapha ke emzini kaHopewell elimaziyo oyijournalist obethi abantu bezanu bebesithi bona bafuna ukubuya bezothatha imbuzi zakhe azithengayo ngemali yakhe ngentengo ephakemeyo izinto ziyahlupha elizweni. Thina sibuya lapha ngenxa yokuthi part of our civic duty yikuma together njengabantu abamnyama kodwa njengabantu abahlukunyezwayo ukubana ngeza ke savumele ukubana kube lo muntu ohlukunyezwayo ethathele izinto zakhe. Sababona beyenza eplazini kaSipho Malunga sisuka lapha siya khona.
Abantu bamelele ukubona ukuthi uTaulai Kandishaya uzazithatha kumbe hatshi imbuzi zikaChinono. Le History 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizosiphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sikesikangeni ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amalunga edalele US House of Representatives akhokela unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi akule Ukraine lapho tshele khona umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky ukuba lele mini kalimi laye empini le iyaqalwa ngele Russia eselihlasela elizweni lonke lijonge ukuhluthula ilizwe leli. UKenel Mamanji Dombouya wakengqula uhulumende ka-Alpha Conde nyakenye kwele Guinea uthi kuzathatha phose inyanga ezingamajumi amane 39 months ukuze kube lokhetho lukazulu. Sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko
senganamasiko wawusenziwe mandla
elo baba mkhulu
uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko ngembiza kababa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Ngwenya. Akusitshele ngamafutshane ukuthi imbiza kababa kuyini.
Wabudube imizi uyibone yakhiwe abanumzana laba babe nemfihlakalo zabo zokuyiqinisa nendlela zonke ongazicabanga kusukela othangweni lwemuzi kuye esibayeni kuye ngaphakathi kuze kuyefika ngisho ezindlini zabo. Lapha ngikhuluma isindebele ngicabanga ukuthi asidingi ukuthi ngize ngitolike mangithi mina ukuqinisa kwabemizi kwakubuye futhi babe buye bakwenze nasezindlini zabo. Wawumangala ukuthi awu omama abangaka bonke nje babukeka bejabule bengelansolo ngempela yini le mfihlo emfihlakalo ephethwe yilensizwa endala. Eqinisweni babeqinisa imizi njalo futhi babe zazi izinto babe yazi nemithi yakhona.
Yes, awuza kakhulu baba Ngwenya, kodwa kuyasebenza yini kodwa?
Ungamangala wena nxa ungakubuke abantu abazala esithenjini. Uthi uyakhangela uthola ukuthi indlu ngayinye ngayinye ilomntwana owazalwa kanye kanye nomunye owazalwa kwenyindlu, uthola ukuthi labo bantu nxa bezazala bazala ngenyanga eyodwa zonke izindlu, mhlawumbe kwakuwumuntu owayelamakhosikazi angu-7 okanye 5, uthola ukuthi bonke bazalwe ngenyanga eyi-1. Ubusuzibuza ukuthi ngempela mfihlakalo bani eyiphethe ilezi nsizwe ezindala. Ye, zaziqina ngempela. Labo mama babeyazi le nto, babetshelwa ukuthi hayi bokuthi noma uphakela ubaba phela laphana kube khona okufakayo laphana epletini lakhe. Wawubona nje kwesinye isikhathi uthole ukuthi noma ephakele yona inkosi mala ngiyabi inayo into eyiphetheyo laphana izoyi sombulula laphana ithele noma kusambutshana. Kokunye kwakuthelwa lasebelokhuzana lasemakhewini lapha omfumfu laba omphaphama laba impuphu yakhona ziningi nje ombanda chacha laba babesetshenziswa la uzitshela ukuthi hayi insizwe endala mhlawumbe izama ukuthi mhlawumbe ikline umzimba. Nakho futhi ukuklina umzimba lokhu kwakwenziwa kwesinye isikhathi kubanje zona iy'lokhuzane izichatho lezi indoda iqine ngempela ithi saka. Yileyo mfihlo-ke eyisenza ukuthi la madoda ahlale ngaso sonke isikhathi enamandla kakhulu futhi engabi lezi nsolo eziba khona kubomama laphana. Angiboni-ke ukuthi intsha yanamhlanje isakwazi konke lokho, isithembele emithini yabodokotela nokuyinto ngempela esiyichithile imizi eminingi. Ukube kade kungenzeka sidle ngaludala ngempela sikwazi ukuyithola imfihlakalo leyana ukuthi kanti lezi insizwa lezi zaziqina kuphi, zaziqina ngasiphi isihlahla laphana ukuze ngempela singabi lazi izinkinga lapho thola khona sokuhamba kusiba lokuchitheka kwemizi umama esephumile wayangena laphana kungabe kusaba mnandi kudala le ngxabano ebantwini bakhelene.
Sima lapha namhla kwezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcweti kwezamasiko. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeveki ezayo. Sinesizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silontukamele Nkomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngwentungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphatheleni mfundisi?
Sibingelelani njalo nje njengo ngihlala yenza nxa sihlangana. Kumele sibingelelane phela, kanti angithi yikho ukukhuluma ukuletha ukuzwanana ebantwini ukubingelelana. Kanti njalo nje lisiko elihle lona lokuthi abantu babingelelane njengoba bengabantu nje badalwa ngumfanekiso kaNkulunkulu. Kuhle ukuthi abantu babingelelane. Namhlanje ke sizaqhubeka ngendaba yokuthula esike sayikhuluma ngesikhathi esedlule sisonke. Kodwa namhlanje ke ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina emazweni wonke kuswelakala ukuthula. Thina ngapha kwelakithi kulezi nsuku indaba esemlonyeni yiloko kwenzakala kuzizalwane zakithi ezibhace elizweni elinjenge-South Africa. Sibona sizwa okuningi ngokubana le nkulumo esizikhulumayo esizizwayo zikhulunywa laloko kuthiwa amavidiyo lama-audio kawatshengiseli ukuthi eqinisweni kulokuthula. Sengitsho bonabo abakhulumayo lakumavidiyo abenza konke abakwenzayo bakwenza ngubana kabala kuthula ngakho imindeni eminingi yakithi ihlalele evalweni ayikwazi ukuthi ibambe ngapi thini baqonde ngapi ngodubo lolu esilubonayo olwehlela izihlobo zethu lesibathandayo bethu ngikhuluma ngalokuthi ngu-Operation Dudula eSouth Africa okuchaya inhliziyo zabantu abaningi kuyaxokozela kwenzakala izigameko ungazaku ziphuphe lenxa ulele ukuthi kambe kungenzakala izinto ezinje omunye umuntu esenza ulutho olunjalo komunye umuntu uthula uqalisa ngenhliziyo yomuntu sengitho lakhona apha kwelakithi ilizwe kuningi okushaqisa umzimba esikubalayo sizothiwa abantu bayaganyula abantu benziwa lokhu lalokhu abantu bayahlukumezeka bathwele nzima kuphezu kwalokho kuthweleyo kubuye kuvele obunye ubunzima uJesu uthi ke nxa kunjalo kufuneka ukuthula ukuthula kakuphongutholwa nje ingabe ngubani njalo ukuthula ayisilogama ongalikhuba ngomlomo kuphela uthi ukuthula ngilakho ukuthula kubonakala ngamazwi ukuthula kubonakala ngezenzo ukuthula kubonakala ngobuntu bomuntu kubonakala ingabe ngubani phela ukuthula kwenza isigaba isigodi ilizwe amazwe ahlale enamile nxa kungela ukuthula kulanto ehamba kuhle lolaka luyanda ebantwini isikhalazo isicelo sami nesokuthi thina sonke sesiphumile emndenini yethu emphakathini kungakhathalekile ukuthi singobani singaphi kasidingeni ukuthula ngoba singazuza ukuthula sizabona ukuthi siyalala lobuthongo behle kwesinye isikhathi sihlulekele ukulala ngenxa yosabe sicabanga ukuthi kambe kuzakwenzakalani lanxa sifuna ukukhuluma ulutho kwesinye isikhathi kasikhululekanga ngoba uzakuzwa emethi ukukhulumelani khona lokho asidingeni ukuthula kwajesu ukuthula kuletha ingqubela phambili lezizwe zingaphumelela nxa zilokuthula ungabona ukubhidlizwa okwenziwa ilizwe lase-Ukraine uzabona ukuthula kuyaswelakala ungabona ukubhidlika kwelizwe lona leli elakithi ngendlela ezishiyeneyo uzabona ukuthi ukuthula kuyaswelakala sikhulekeni baba thixo ingcwele siyaphinda njalo sicela ukuthula emntwini ngamunye ngamunye lakulo ilizwe lakithi le-Afrika yonke amen
lo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkanhla thiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami untungameli Nkomo
siyabonga kakhulu untungameli Nkomo ongadinwa lakusasa kwenza abatsha sixoxa lomculi osakhulayo
sanibonani balaleli igama lami ngulindiwe wakandlovu ekhaya ngibuya eBeitbridge so emculweni bangibiza ngo Salmis Lindiwe umculo wami ngoqale ngo 2019 album elilodwa and then last week qeda kurelease elinye isingle song ethi ngezisuku zonke engingathanda ukuthi abalaleli bekwazi bangixhase emculweni wami nokuthi ngikwazi ukuphumelela nami njengabanye abaculi ngikwazi ukuthi nami ngelinye lamalanga ngizibone sengikwinye i-level financially angikho stable so ukuthi mhlawumbe ngikwazi ukwenza ama-videos into ezinjalo nje uthi ngikwazi ukuphusha umculo anginayo imanager into ezinjalo so besicela ukuthi mhlambe musuku khona usizo ngingalithola ngasizakala kanjani. Abafuna ukungilandela ngikhona ku Facebook bazongithola babhali bathi Lindiwe Gospel ngikhona. UTikTok ngikhona futhi nakho Lindiwe Ndlovu 83. Then kuWhatsApp ngikhona kunamba yaseSouth Africa u-plus 27 66 426 3256.
Siloqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Olivalelisayo ngo-Cape Town.